on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Again, we did mention tonight's game. We've got Nebraska basketball tomorrow. Also, NFL playoffs kickoff this weekend.
Jeez, there's a lot.
A reminder on that schedule. We'll go through this quickly. Tomorrow, we got two games in the NFL.
Hey, hit us that.
Hit us that.
Not sure what that means.
The first game of the playoffs, Rams at the Panthers, 3:30 on Fox tomorrow.
Okay.
Packers, Bears, 7 p.m. on Amazon Prime, which I know upsets a lot of people.
I have Amazon Prime, so it doesn't, like, freak me out. And it's the only game going, so that doesn't really bother me a whole lot.
True.
I'm okay with it.
Sunday, triple header, Bills, Jags in Jacksonville, noon on CBS. Bill might have a Jags jersey on
Jags
Monday.
Jags jersey, go Jags.
If the Jags
win. Let's go Jags.
Yes.
All the reasons you like the Jags.
49ers at the Eagles, 3:30 on Fox for Derek Bombeck over here. Niners, resident Niners fan, 3:30 on Fox. Chargers-Patriots, Sunday night on NBC in New England, and then Monday night, Texans at the Steelers, 7:15 on ESPN. Your first round of the NFL playoffs.
That's compelling.
It is.
So who got the byes then?
Seahawks in the NFC and the Broncos in the AFC.
I must look at the Patriots. They'd be kind of mad. They're going, when they go like 14-3.
They went 14-3, did not get the one seed. That's that's ridiculous.
That's borderline insane.
Yeah, the Patriots.
Patriots can win it all.
The Patriots won, I believe, 13 of the last 14 games. I think they're 1-2.
Patriots could win it all.
And remember, they fired their coach last year. It's why. And then it'd be interesting.
Gerard Mayo. Yeah.
One of my favorite things was
a disaster.
Yeah.
Was when they talked about how the Patriots were not allowed to come into North Carolina's facility. And they said, well, because we're not welcome. Belichick's not welcome back there. And it's like, Vrabel's like, that's not true. You've actually been back here. And you are welcome here. And you've actually were here just like this summer.
Interesting.
You were in the facility. And so it was very interesting.
That is. So Vrabel means a lot.
The team that is like just looks so dumb is the Titans. Like, he had one bad year with the Titans and they fired him. Like, why? This guy made an AFC title game with them.
Is he a good example of coaching matters a
lot? Yes, absolutely.
It matters, and also...
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Maybe, and sometimes, like I said, that's what you see in the NFL now. All these guys that are getting fired, how many of them are out? I think Pete's probably out. What's that? Pete's Carol. Out.
Yeah.
I think your guy's out, Jake. He's not getting a head job.
Daniel?
He might get an OC, but most of these guys are re-interviewing. It's like right away. It's
Stefanski.
Stefanski's interviewing. Everyone's re-interviewing.
Who's re-interviewing, Jake?
Obviously, Harbaugh can go almost anywhere he wants to go.
Yeah. He will have his choice. Wherever he wants to go, he's going there.
That's open.
Brian Flores interviewing as former head coach for the Dolphins. I love that guy.
You like Flores.
He just couldn't find an offensive coordinator that wanted to work with
him. He's a little volatile, too.
I like him.
You like the volatility?
He's an alpha. Okay. A guy demands respect.
How about Jake? He's an alpha.
Well, compare Brian Flores to Mike McDaniel. The guy's stammering up there.
I know. He's not an alpha.
That guy's not a leader of men.
No. Remember I said that 4 years ago?
And you were right. But he made the playoffs his first year, so I gave him the benefit of the doubt, and then it went very poorly after that.
I can't imagine the defense listening to him in the locker room. I just can't imagine.
Big 320-pounder guy listening to Mike McDaniel.
Hardcore dudes. Maybe they listen. Maybe they do. I should give him the benefit of the doubt, but it's hard to understand.
So what happened? Was there like some sort of a meeting that went awry? I mean, how do you get fired on Thursday? Usually you're fired on Sunday or Monday.
Let's go back to Sunday. They said he was going to be part of the GM search, like he's going to stick around. And then apparently he met with Stephen Ross like a day or two ago, and Stephen Ross didn't like how that meeting went, so he fired him. The owner of the Dolphins, Ross. Yeah. So,
that's interesting.
You know, they have one guy that is tight with John Harbaugh, Chad Alexander, who's with the Chargers, is potentially a guy they might hire as the GM, and they think that could get Harbaugh to look at the Dolphins. But like you said, Bill, wherever he wants to go, he's going. If he wants to sit out,
my first thought immediately when they fired him on a Thursday, that it's done. Harbaugh has agreed to go to Miami.
Would Harbaugh like it in Miami right now? What would you, if you were his agent, would you advise him to go?
Quarterback problems. They got to figure out quarterback. They have no cap. Their cap is screwed right now.
Bill, that's what I'm talking about.
Trust me. You look at the whole picture.
It's not pretty in Miami.
You look at that and go, okay, now where do we have a quarterback? Because like I said, when Jim came into, it's like, hey, we're pretty set.
You got Herbert.
Yeah, we're pretty good here.
So if he has choices, you may not get
it. You only go with a place that, and I don't get all excited about a team that has the first pick in the draft. I'm going, okay, if we get the first pick in the draft, that's a great deal. Yeah, usually don't last that long. Usually, but the time the first pick in the draft becomes the first pick in the draft, you're usually fired. And so it's like, what do we have right now? Or is we have a quarterback that's on his rookie contract that's pretty good, and we have some cap space to go get some other players.
Sports.
John Harbaugh, please come to Miami. Save the franchise.
Please come to Boston.
That's it for us. The Drive is next. We'll see you guys on Monday.